Well, good morning, boys and girls. Have you ever tried to plant flowers? So a lot of times when you plant flowers, they start out as a tiny seed, and you have to look for a good place to plant it. Maybe you're planting it in a flower pot, or maybe you're finding a place outside, but you want to make sure that you have good soil for it to grow in. And so you plant your seed, and then you water it. And you make sure that you put it somewhere where it's going to get sun. Because in order for that seed to grow into a beautiful flower, it needs good soil, it needs water, and it needs sunlight. You have to take care of it and give it the things it needs to grow. Well, our faith also needs things to grow. And in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells a story about faith. But he does it in a way that he uses a parable. And a parable is where Jesus used everyday things to talk about and explain something important. So he starts by talking about seeds. And he says that a farmer went and scattered some seed around. And some of those seeds fell on the path where the birds ate them up. Some fell on rocky soil, and so they started to grow because there was soil there, but their roots couldn't grow down deep into the earth where they could be fed. And so when the sun came out, those plants died because they didn't have any roots. And some of it fell into the thorns or weeds. And so when it tried to grow, the other things growing around it killed those plants. But some of it fell into good soil, and those plants grew and grew and grew. Jesus uses this story to talk about faith, because sometimes people hear God's word and they just ignore it. They don't make it a part of their lives. And so those are like the seeds that were scattered on the path. Sometimes people hear it, but they think that God's going to solve all their problems. And when they still have problems, when pandemics happen and when natural disasters come, when things happen in their lives that are difficult, they turn away. And some believe in God, but they allow their worries and their fears to choke out their faith. They don't trust that God will see them through. But then there are others whose roots, whose faith grows down deep in God. And so when hard times come, when difficult things happen, they trust that God is always going to be there with them and that God is going to see them through. And in order for our faith to grow like that, we have to pray. We have to talk to God. Tell God what's going on. God promises to listen and to always be there for us. We have to read God's word to see God's promises so that we know that what God says is true. And we have to worship God too. When we do all of those things, our faith grows down deep into God's love so that when bad things happen, we know that God is always there with us, that God will see us through, and that God will always, always love us. So let's pray and thank God that he is always there for us, and that he will help see us through. Loving God, thank you for never leaving us. Help us to get through these times when so much is canceled and things are uncertain. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.